Shalom and Boker Tov. Good morning. I noticed something last week in the afternoon call that was very, very interesting and I believe telling and prophetic. So while I visit a little bit with Max, maybe you would like to get your notes, your call scriptures from last week's afternoon, and then we'll talk about it. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, yes. Good morning, Miss Billy. Praise the
Lord.
Good
morning, Brother Max.
Good morning. Good morning.
I would like you to just share with us a little bit about where Sister Quinn is.
Quinn is in Jordan. She left on, boy, when did she leave? It's been a long week. She got there yesterday. She left on Sunday afternoon. No, Monday. Monday, sorry. Anyway, she's there. The Lord spoke to her heart. She's been praying. And actually, when we were leaving Jordan almost 3 weeks ago, on the 19th, she said, I feel like I'm supposed to stay because of all the airlines and all the ticketing and stuff. But then I said, no, you need to go. So we came home. She continued praying, and she said, I have to go back. I said, that's fine. You can go back, but you can't go alone. And I can't come with you because I'm busy here. Then she prayed, and she asked Sister Kathy. You remember Kathy? And
oh, yes.
Kathy prayed, and they're there, both of them, right now.
Now,
in Jordan.
Sister Kathy, very interesting thing. She was born Jewish, but now, of course, she's born again. She's in the third group. The church, just as Max and Quinn and all of you who are here on this line. Bless the Lord. Brother Max, you're going to be down here in this area. Can you give us the information on that?
Yes. I will be having a meeting on the Eagle Nest with Brother Kleina. That will be, let me look up here, Friday.
Coming Saturday.
This coming Friday. September 6th and 7th. I will be there in the evening, 7 p.m. Friday night, and Saturday, 9 a.m. We have it until 1, but we might go longer. I don't know. So this meeting, go ahead.
I want to say that this is in Arkansas, northern Arkansas.
Yes. Yeah, it's in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. 7053 Pine Oak Lane, Omaha, Arkansas. And
all right, you're going to have to say that again for them because they're going to need their GPS to get there.
Okay. The address is 7053 Pine Oak Lane, Omaha, Arkansas.
Now, this is very interesting because the place where he's going to have this, Brother Clay Nash's place, and Clay Nash, perhaps you know him from working with...
Dutch Sheets.
Yeah, Dutch Sheets, yes. So Dutch Sheets and Clay Nash are very close, and this place is dedicated to the Lord. It's a good place to go, a good place to be, and it's a good place to be in the Spirit. So you will need that. It's in the kind of a little bit. It's actually neighbors to Tony and Brenda.
Yes.
So bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm. And it will not be broadcast. They're going to record it, but it will not be broadcast. And this meeting is going to be about very much about Israel, about the what I heard and what I know. Very much about what the Lord put on my heart, and even going back and forth between Jordan and Israel. And we are going to be talking about the generation, this generation, and talking about why Muslims do what they do toward Israel. So it's going to be a very close meeting. We will be led by the Spirit of the Lord, of course. Pray for me that I won't go too far, but the truth needs to be told, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So
all right,
don't
but you will have a little more freedom down there since you're not going to be airing it.
Correct.
Because you're not broadcasting it. I, I like it when things are not broadcast, to tell you the truth, for certain meetings, you know. Now, another thing is next week is my 3BI, our 3BI. We'll have, we're going to be studying here with the class as we meet here, and then that's turned into later on, we put it on, and it becomes a class that you can take online. So I appreciate your prayers for that. It involves lots of study and lots of work. And so for that reason, I won't be out at Prayer Mountain today, but we will pray at the noon prayer at 12:15. The best thing for you to do is watch online billybrim.org, and you can watch Brenda and be with the praying people out at Prayer Mountain. We have a core group. They don't even care if I'm there or not, because they're real, real prayers, and I'm so pleased with all of them. I watch and I see them there as I'm praying here. Now, next week, and we will announce this next week, but next week on Wednesday, rather than have our noon prayer, since we're going to have classes out at Prayer Mountain, we will be praying at 7 o'clock in the evening. At 7 o'clock next Wednesday, we will pray next Wednesday morning at 8, and we will pray next Wednesday evening at 7. Now, Brother Max has a church service that night. What time does your church service meet?
6:30. So I will be in downtown, and we'll be on the call, broadcasting from downtown at 7 p.m.
So it'll be very interesting for you to go down to Max's church and be there as a part of it. At 7 o'clock when we pray. It'll be very, very, it's very wonderful to be together. We do the same thing at Autumn Assembly, which is coming up. And so Max and all of us will pray together Wednesday night at Autumn Assembly. And it's always, I don't know, it just seems like it's so good when you pray together. That's like I'd like to go to Prayer Mountain, really. But we are praying together, and praise the Lord. Now, today that prayer will be at 12:15. I wanted to talk about what I saw last week. And this really, really speaks to me. You can, maybe you'll see it, maybe you won't see it. But if you have your prayer notes there from last Wednesday at noon, he begins with a scripture, and then he says this statement, "My own plan for you." And he gives the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, "I know the plans I have for you." The last line of that scripture is to give you a future. Now, I could see that he spoke to us about his plans for the upcoming future, and he gave them in order. If you will skip down to where he began with brothers and sisters, you skip down, I don't know, one or two, or just after John 3:16. Of course, John 3:16 is his beginning plan for us. We're born again. And then after that, we're brothers and sisters. And he says, you are in the end times. And then he said, take into consideration. That means put your mind on, put your heart on, meditate on. So I believe, from here on, he's showing us the upcoming future in the end times, and he wants us to take it into consideration, this end time happenings in order. And he gave them in order. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18 is the rapture. All of that, those are the rapture scriptures. So he's told us to take into consideration the end times, and the next upcoming event is going to be the rapture. Then he gave us Matthew 24:21. Then shall be great tribulation. While we go up in the rapture, on the earth shall be great tribulation. Matthew 24:21. Then he gave us Ezekiel 36:24. I shall take you from the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. That's the final total in gathering of the Jews. He's going to bring them all. He's bringing them now, but they're not all gotten there. So there will be great tribulation, and he will bring home then, after that, his final total ingathering of the Jews. Then the next line he says, stand in faith for my return. The rapture, the great tribulation, the ingathering, total ingathering of the Jews, then his return when he sets his feet down. My return. Next statement. You see all of this today. It is written, my hands on earth, my judgment. So after the return, then comes the judgment of the nations. Then he says, teach the truth. Revelation 1:3, blessed is he who reads aloud the words of this prophecy. And those who hear it, we've just had a prophecy for, the time is near. So I think he's telling us, revelation, rapture, great tribulation, final ingathering, his return, judgment. It's time for all of this. And this good news of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end shall come. Now, folks, you always hear this preached, that the good news of the kingdom, and that can have a meaning of, and this gospel of the kingdom, gospel is just merely the translation of the Greek words good news. So it says, verse 13, 24:13, he that shall endure to the end shall be saved. That's not how we get saved. We're not saved by enduring to the end. We're saved by grace. This is talking about tribulation time. Matthew 24:15, when you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, that's during the tribulation time. Verse 21, there shall be great tribulation. So if you go back up to the 14th verse, this good news of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. This is particularly talking about the good news at this time is an earthly visible kingdom is about to be set up. And if you endure to the end of this tribulation, you will be in that serving God. Now, I'm not talking about you and me, but the nations, the Jews who are here on the earth during that time. So he talks to us about the rapture, the great tribulation, the final ingathering, his return to earth, his judgment of the nations, the time is near, and then there's going to be the good news. Actually, during the tribulation time, the two witnesses, angels in the air, of course, people who have seen the truth will be teaching the good news of the earthly visible kingdom. It's about to happen. And then the telos, or the end, the very final end shall come. And then he says, my revelation of the end. He has just given us, and he not only gave it to us for our information, but we prayed about it. We prayed about all these things in order last week. And then he said, he gave the Daniel scripture, seal the book until the time of the end. We're in the time of the end, and it's no longer sealed. It's revealed to us. And then he speaks about he wants us to preach this knowledge of the truth. The next statement is, seek my will and plan. He wants us to know the plan. In fact, he said, one of his statements right after Psalm 119, I need you today, now, to understand and know. Then he gave us Ephesians, that wonderful scripture about, I'm teaching on David in this upcoming and the Psalms. He told us to speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. That's what David did. That's where his psalms came from. And you, when you're in the Spirit and you're speaking out of your spirit, you can speak psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and understand what the will of the Lord is. Then he says, trust me like never before. I need you with me. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. And so this is his promises that he's talking about, and he's telling us that we are to come to the knowledge of this truth. So these are the truths we prayed about. I believe, now that's what I saw in it. You may not see the same thing, but I saw this very definite outline, laying out for us his upcoming plans, and we are praying about it. We're a part of it. This company of prayers. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad, Lord. I'm so glad that we're not in the dark. I'm so glad that you said right there, you gave us that scripture, Psalm 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. We're not walking in the dark in these last days. We're not thinking, oh, dear me, what in the world is happening? This craziness, the world is, there's no hope. No, we're not in the dark. Oh, we're not in the dark. Your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. We can see and know your plans, and not only that, you're using us to pray them. You're using us to say them. You're using us to speak them into the earth. You spoke your word into the earth when you said, let there be light. And you spoke creation. But now, Lord, you have chosen to speak through our mouths. Oh, God. They're so humbling. They're so humbling. Lord, we lift up Sister Quinn. We lift up Sister Kathy. We lift up what's happening there in Jordan. We lift up Brother Max. We lift up the meeting he's coming to here. We lift up the school, 3BI. We lift up what plans you have in the lives of the individuals on this line. Pastors, we'll have a sermon next week. We lift it up. May the congregations of the body of Christ hear from God when they meet next Sunday. May they hear when they meet on Wednesday night tonight. Oh, Father, or whatever night they meet. May we hear the body of Christ from heaven in our daily communication with you, in our daily walk. May I hear today as I go about and as I the rest of the week as I'm preparing, may I hear exactly what you want? Oh, Father, may we hear it next week. May we hear from heaven, and may we declare, oh, Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for the ministry of interpretation of tongues and that you choose and you chose Max for the interpreter. And we just thank you that all the rest of us get to join and pray in the Spirit. We trust that each yielded vessel, every yielded vessel right now, will speak what you want spoken. Just like Jesus said, I speak only what the Father wants me to speak. And so we give ourselves to be like Jesus now. Bavro de joie, nakoroko jakta de kadashka danchi de godoshka. Pele du joie, pele du joie, pele du joie. Kaskotinjin yenikotatra. Ididotra enoko unakitika alaha, alaha ame. Kebidi kahala kangangan ikiatoro koto shetmete. Mara nakara nana yenikoro kumbret yenikopele tibra bratwa. Ijidiko hoshwa. Akarakota onche ikalaka panka, kafrika te kohole kambrakjane kora manapki. Ijitu, ijitu kobrake, kabilandion na na nombre te hile tambre kodogo ocendje na kodashka tafrika te kodogo ocendje kora. Pishan yana kodohara kodoha shakti ada gadaha shakti ada kodoha shakti ada ka anga. Ibi juizwa patutu koho jente mako. Kiti ka pahala ka kahala. Idola manaki tanya. Boshwe te hisa. Kavita to koho ba. Gibi le tahara ka tanche de go onjange le go dashka ta prekke le go bra. Mi tala ka da ha shangde le go da ha shakke le go dashka ta mbreka ta go ho shangde le ka pra. Iri du du juwa pa ma su tu tu go bre bre danche le go toshka. Mi suwa to to ko ho le kembe di kabra. Kibele dunjwa bala kaya nongi ele kamba bala tito koprede le kambra katele konga braka danye. Oh, Father, pishwa todo kombre, kidiga vale betunye, ma kwa goto peble. Isu toho shangde ne kohora kondoshka tafrika ta toto shangde ne. Kupela kahara dele konga radisko. Ila la mora. Ila gara katoni ni koko koko abli katika tashka. Ishi ina kara manu kapi katiki baba lutupi ni kamza kasi nyato. Isha tano kohona kapra kika ili kombri kini kontavri kani kama palatunye na kaki na kombra. Ishi hita. Mako doko doho sheke. Mato luku babi. Ili dihila ka. Ele brato ho jangiende de godo shakrata. Mashko to prekke. Kevela doho jangiende kora pata laka halaka. Paradisha anto toko ho sheke te koho tekta pa alika. Kebra dehe branganga la kahala kaya na kahala katala. Ebra de shatara mala kahala kaya. Dutors kapangile tishka tahalal. Enye na kohra pata. Gebele dushwa na kohra mala kaya na kada kakabre. Evili toshko tonchendye ne kohra kotoshka tipra. Makila tenye, makila tonye, makila renye. Abila dora manaki. Abila dora makora. Emina kwa hashito. Mene kobara kadalai. Emono kora kadala gomba. Ala kakaya na ko ora. Mana na ko ora pa ichete. Ka ashanda na ko ora mane ka alai. Ano no onya. Aka ala 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 ala. Oh, shatya na kara. Bashko donje de kutoshka. Korabitwa, megologangi, dide kodora bedanye, ne korakada, bele doma na kaya, ne kolokoholele halaila.
Kushkwe piata. Sikara kata alako, meshka tohora katoha shankye, ne koto uchete.
Oh, Father, Mishwani ni koro batito. Mishwami ni koro kalinyo. No koma la gabalya. No nombi non wabara. Kale kebele. Bro, di shkwanya. No koro baticcio. Is with the Koraka Tayana Koraka Pita Kalaka Lalai. Bidonja Nikaka, Bidonja Nika, Elele Baruto, Tojate Kaba, Balonje, Makito, Lokora Katita, Degalai. Maradosha Indian Korobatashka, Chole, Brato, Brigadakaholila. In the Makwa Palakari, Monagotjaskot, Jinikote, Brigadakaholai. Ivre douchwa para katashka tonchi nikotoshe. Inimakwa, roda la cobrebre de la coca. Misho todo kotoshe, tiano kura pito. Pili gongata la congabre, que le kotoshe, que le coca, la caca, calatito, toko chanje. Ishatohoto cobra halakaya nakaha. Mashkoto brekete hile kapra, kyotoko hosheke, kutofre te de kontoshko. Kibili dwa, mitoto, mitala kayande, heda brevre, de le kombrevre, dashko toch, de gogofre. Sweet obrakre. Magilon jara kopepe. La tua metala kaya na kohola kapapi. Pujwa, makutepe, ele bangura. Froder shikonanye, makaloko bebe le tuto da dalaga banye le kora balakaya de le kora katanje de koto inchepie. Mashkoto inche de koto inchepie. Pidukura. Mahle toto ale kanga. Kavikalata, kavikanchana, kopilatai, ale kombene na kara kadishko do donche de kopa ilaba anione elita. Pa anieke ale kombe. Nono kopa bele de la kambara kotonye ne korokotoshke tata. Pobre ke le kaya. Pishu toto kohole bele nye ne kohoshete. Oh, balai. Ale brete le confratti hanno sopplicati, patiotte di capra cagliata da chi. E c'è del rotoro, ma da lì cacca la carta tange. Che scottore me ne che l'hai, ma scottore con tua sciacchiana, ma cala cacca de gallaha. Sweeter the dumbre katakai, pala koramanayanaka, anje, parakote, elika papa, alako pepe la kayana kanga la kahasha. Oh, sabalaka, kaka. Misha to the gote, korekateshka. Piridu hushwa, tanakora batinu, no korekata apri. Oh, Balatinia. Give a little time and go look up at a cash and then go down to the go down there. You shut up about the shock that I go to the shock that I go to the shock. Galago Horicate, Hilla, but the Bundy, I go to go to Skimla. Isha to the Gobra Hitara Kodoshkit and Brethret and the Kapra Katani. Isha to the Gorit and Brahla Kamplik and the Kodoshkit and the Kodoshkit and the Kapa. Ila do, Brik and the Gahal Kaya and the Kohra Kodoshkit and the Kodoshkit and the Kodoshkit. Kibela Halai. Kibala halai. Kavika de kohole ke brakla na kohara katashka tanche de kotohe shakta. Oh, Father, my Father, dearest Father, wondrous Father, we worship you, we praise you, we thank you.
We give you glory. Oh, Father. Oh, dearest, dearest Father. We worship you and adore you and magnify you and thank you. Dear God, thank you for your revelations from the end. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the light. Thank you for the light of your word. Thank you for the light of your spirit within. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, dearest one. Thank you for all these saints in prayer today, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. My God, we thank you and praise you and give you glory. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, Brother Max, are you there?
I am here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my Jesus. Yes, we thank you. Oh, my Jesus. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Okay. Start with Proverbs 19:21. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21, 2:1. Then the Lord gave us Numbers. Numbers 24, 2:4, verse 9. Number 24, 9.
Is it Numbers chapter 20 or chapter 24?
24. Chapter 24.
Okay, chapter 24 and verse 9.
Correct.
Okay.
Next line. Pray for the peace of both nations with an S. Pray for the peace of both nations. I am the Lord of hosts. I am the Lord of hosts with you today. Children, also with my prophet and friend, my command. Okay, I'll read it again. You know, the first time is always going word by word here. Pray for the peace of both nations. I am the Lord of hosts. With you today, children. With you today, children. Also with my prophet and friend. My command. Pray for the peace of both. Pray for the peace of both nations. I am the Lord of hosts. With you today, children. Also with my prophet and friend. My command. That's the line. Then the Lord gave us Psalm 122, Psalm chapter 122, verses 6 through 9. Psalm 122, 6 through 9. Ezekiel 37, verses 21 and 22. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 21 and 22. This line is underlined, emphasized. It reads like this. Church, you are to rise for this time. church, you are to rise for this time. That's the line. Church, you are to rise for this time. And it's all underlined. Next line is Isaiah 11, verse 12. Isaiah 11, 12. Isaiah 11, 12, next line. You are my strong covenant. I shall build Israel. You are my strong covenant. I shall build Israel. You are my strong covenant. I shall build Israel. Then he gave us the book of, Zephaniah. Yeah, the book of Zephaniah. 3, verses 16, 1-6 through 18, 1-8. Zephaniah 3, verses 16 through 18. Next line. No one can change you, for I am with you. No one can change you. For I am with you. No one can change you, for I am with you. That's the line. Then he gave us the book of Zechariah. Zechariah 2, verse 8. Zechariah 2, 8. Zechariah 2:8, next line. I said to Abraham back then, and I say to you today, now. I said to Abraham back then, and I say to you today, now. I said to Abraham back then, and I say to you today now. Next line. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. The book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Next line is underlined, the one I'm going to read. Pray and stand, church, for you are in the last hour. I'll read it again. Pray and stand, church, for you are in the last hour, and all underlined. Pray and stand, church, for you are in the last hour. Next line is Luke, the book of Luke, 21, chapter 21, verse 36, 3-6. Luke 21, 36. Next line. So Luke 21:36. Next line. You are in the last days, and you, my children, part of my people. Okay, I'll read it again. You are in the last days, and you, my children part of my people. You are in the last days, and you, my children, part of my people. Oh, next line. The book of Acts 2, verse 17. Acts chapter 2, verse 17. Next line. This line is underlined. Until I, from the high, okay, it's not going to be like the way that we read English here, but I'm going to read it again. Until I believe there is a period after that. Until I, period. From the high, do this. You are to obey me. Okay, I'll read it again. And so underlined. Until I, period, from the high, do this. You are to obey me. That's the line. Until I, from the high.
Did you say underlined?
Yes, yes, Miss Willie. All underlined. Until I, from the high, do this, you are to obey me. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to speak a little louder here because Clint wants me to speak louder. So she can't hear me in Jordan. Okay. Oh, yeah, I read this one. Until I, from the high, do this, you are to obey me. Next line. Ezekiel chapter 39, 39, verse 29. Ezekiel 39, 29. John 7, 39, 39. John chapter 7, verse 39. All right. Moving my envelope here. Okay. Next line. Can you see the signs of the end? Yeah, that's the line. Can you see the signs of the end? Can you see the signs of the end? Next line. Stay with me and not run. R-U-N. Yeah. Stay with me and not run. Stay with me and not run. Next line. This line is underlined, the one I'm going to read or about to read here. Your knowledge shall increase at this hour. Wow. Your knowledge shall increase at this hour. Your knowledge shall increase at this hour, and it's all underlined. Okay, next line. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. 1 Timothy 4, 1. Next line is underlined, the one I'm going to read now. In the whole world, remember what you received from me. That's a line. In the whole world, W-O-R-L-D, in the whole world, remember what you received from me. In the whole world, remember what you received from me. Then he gave us, did I say this line was on the line? If I didn't,
I don't think so.
Okay, so okay. This, and the whole world, remember, what you received from me is underlined. Next line is Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. Matthew 24, 2-4, verses 21 and 22. Next line. It was me who sent to my servant John, and now to you. For this time on earth. Okay, I'll read it again. It was me who sent to my servant John, and now to you for this time on earth. That's the line. It was me who sent to my servant John, and now to you for this time on earth. Excuse me. All right. Next line. Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Yeah, that's 5. Revelation 1, verses 1 through 5. Next line. Do you understand, church? Yeah, that's the line. Do you understand, church? So the Revelation 1, 1 through 5. Next line. Do you understand, church? Next line, Matthew 24:14 and 15. Matthew 24, verses 14 and 15. Matthew 24:14 and 15. Next line. This line is underlined. It will be shaken. You must be ready, for I am coming. I'll read it again. It will be shaken. You must be ready, for I am coming. And it's all underlined. So Matthew 24, 14 and 15, then underlined, it will be shaken. You must be ready, for I am coming. All right, next line, 2 Timothy 3, chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. I'm not sure if this is the whole chapter. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. 1-7. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 17. Next line. Luke 21, verse 26. Luke chapter 21, 2-1, verse 26. 2-6. All right, praise the Lord. Next line. My church, my children, listen to me. My my church, my children, listen to me. That's the line. My church, my children, listen to me. Next line. I believe it's 1 John. There is one, but it's a little far from the name, which is John. Yeah. 1 John 2, 18. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Next line. This is the demonstration. Yeah, this is the demonstration. I love it when the Lord give us long words here. This is the demonstration of my spirit. Oh, okay. This is the demonstration of my spirit. And goes on like this, for it is written. I'll read it again. This is the demonstration of my spirit, for it is written. That's the line. This is the demonstration of my spirit, for it is written. All right. Next line is Luke 21, verse 20. Luke 21:20. Psalm 22:28. So Luke 21:20, then Psalm 22:28. Psalm 22:28. And trust in me. That's
the
word from the Lord for today.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Still talking to us about the end.
Yeah. I know some scriptures, but not all of it. Praise the Lord.
And
we'll see.
He's talking to us about the end, but we don't want to lose sight of the fact that we're praying about these end things. We not only receive his message to us, but we recognize that he's using us to pray about these things. Hallelujah. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the counsel or purpose of the Lord that will stand. She talked about his plans last time. Still talking about that. Numbers 24:9. He crouched low. He lay down like a lion, and like a lioness, who will rouse him up? Blessed are those who bless you, and cursed are those who curse you. Pray for the peace of both nations. I am Jehovah of hosts, the Lord of hosts. That's when he's speaking of himself as head of armies. With you today, children, also with my prophet and friend, my command. You know what I think he's saying there? I think he's saying that we are a command. We are a company. He's Jehovah of hosts, and we are under his command. You know, they speak like a unit, an army unit. They will call it my command. And I think he's speaking of us as his command, his army.
Yes, and you know, I'm going to share this too. You know what I also sensing he's speaking of Proverbs 19:21 and Numbers 24:9. I believe he's speaking to both nations, and he's speaking to the church.
Yes.
If you read it again, we don't have to, but if you read it again, later on, you'll see
which
it.
Which one you want?
Proverbs
19:21. Okay, 21. Let's read it again. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the purpose or in a mind's, let's see what that word is in the Hebrew. It's heart. But the counsel of the Lord will stand. The purpose of the Lord will stand.
That's it.
Men might think up many things, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's his plan that's going to stand. And then Numbers 24:9. He crouched down like a lion and like a lioness. Who will rouse him up? Blessed are those who bless you, and cursed are those who curse you. In other words, he's there. He's protecting.
Yeah.
And he's ready to spring upon those who might curse you. Pray for the peace of both nations. I am Jehovah of hosts. I am the Lord of hosts with you today, children, also with my prophet and friend, my command. Psalm 122:6-9. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will now say, may peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord Jehovah our God, I will seek your good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ezekiel 37:21-22. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will take the sons of Israel from among the nations where they have gone, and I will gather them from every side and bring them into their own land. Mm-hmm. And I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel. And one king will be the king for all of them. And they will no longer be two nations and no longer be divided into two kingdoms. They were divided at that time. The northern was Israel. The southern was Judah. But that was the time when Ezekiel was in captivity with the people, Babylonian captivity. He says, no, I'm going to unite them. They're not going to be the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. And I'm going to bring them. At that time, they were scattered. And this was, Ezekiel was speaking to this people, and these people were so disheartened. They're in Babylon. They're in captivity. And he says, no, I'm going to bring you all home. And you're not going to be a northern kingdom or a southern kingdom. You're going to be on the mountains of Israel. Now, folks, the mountains of Israel is a spine down the middle of Israel, and it takes in what the world calls the West Bank.
Oh, my goodness. I was going to say the same thing.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's what he's talking about. You will no longer be divided. It will no longer be West Bank.
No, it won't be divided in any way. It'll be one. And the mountains of Israel, it's your Israeli map out. If you took 3BI and took our Ezekiel course, which we're offering for $100 right now, you will see this very plainly. What a book, that book of Ezekiel. Next line, underlined. Church, you are to rise for this time. Isaiah 11, verse 12. He will raise up a signal for the nations and will assemble the outcasts of Israel and will gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. And I read that in the Amplified translation.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You are my strong covenant. I shall build Israel. Zephaniah 3, 16 through 18. On that day, it will be said to Jerusalem, "Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God," and that's Jehovah your Elohim, "is in the midst of you, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love," or "he will be quiet in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival so that you no longer suffer reproach."
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That word festival is not the same festival that on October 7th, is it?
It is the solemn assemblies. It's all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that is definitely... I'm going to read that to you in the Amplified. I'm going to read it from the 18th verse over on. "I will gather those belonging to you, those Israelites in captivity who yearn and grieve for the solemn assembly and the festivals, on whom their exile and inability to attend services at Jerusalem have brought derision, and the reproach of it is a burden." In other words, they're out there in exile. They haven't been able to come to the appointed feasts. And that's the way the appointed moeds. It's definitely talking about the feasts, the three moeds, the main ones. It's definitely talking about those. Passover, what we call Pentecost, and then what we call Tabernacles. Those three. In other words, hallelujah, praise God. "No one can change you, for I am with you." Zechariah 2, 8. "For thus says the Lord of hosts, after his glory he has sent me against the nations which plunder you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye." He's definitely talking about Jerusalem, and he's protecting it, and his being with it, and his building Israel. Israel took such a blow this week.
Yeah.
When the IDF was closing in, the Hamas shot, executed 6 hostages. So Israel could be disheartened, but the Lord is, all of these things are speaking strength and speaking to us to support them.
Yeah. Good.
Hallelujah. I said to Abraham back then, and I say to you today, now, 2 scriptures he said that to us regarding John and regarding Abraham here. In other words, these scriptures are still alive and still meaningful. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. "Now the Lord said to Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, and to a land that I will show thee. Mm. And I will make of thee a great nation. Remember he said up here, I will build Israel?
Yeah.
I will
yeah.
make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless him that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And it's the way it's written is like the Amplified has it, and by you they will bless themselves. In other words, the nations will determine whether they will be blessed by blessing Israel. England made a big mistake toward Israel this week. But I know you people in that area are praying and believing God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You are in the last days, and you, my children, part of my people. Acts 2:17. And in the last days, God declares, I will pour forth my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.
You did read Pray and Stand, Church, for your hour in the last hour. Luke 21:36, you did read that, right?
No, I didn't. No,
okay.
I didn't.
After Genesis.
I surely didn't.
Okay.
After Genesis 12:1-3.
Yeah.
Then I should have read, you see, I'm only human, I make mistakes. Then I should have read, underlined, Pray and Stand, Church, for you are in the last hour. Luke 21:36. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Then you are in the last days, and you, my children, part of my people. Acts 2:17. And it shall be in the last days, God declares, that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. It's happening, folks. Now, underlined, until I, from the high, do this, you are to obey me. And that was all underlined.
Yeah.
Ezekiel 39:29. And I will not hide my face anymore from them. When I have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, declares the Lord God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. John 7:39. Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Can you see the signs of the end? Stay with me and not run. Your knowledge shall increase at this hour. And that last was underlined. Your knowledge shall increase at this hour.
Right.
1 Timothy 4, 1. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Yes. Warning.
Stay with God. Stay with the Word. Stay with the Spirit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Your knowledge shall increase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But don't run. Don't flee. Don't leave. Don't run off after strange, deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. And this is underlined. In the whole world, remember what you received from me. Matthew 24, 21 and 22. For then, now this is not talking about now, this is talking about the great tribulation. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, and never will be. And if those days had not been cut short, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short.
Mm.
You know, don't forget we're praying about these things. We're praying over into the tribulation. We're praying that those, there are people all around you, folks. This is what some people miss. After the rapture, there's two groups still on the earth, the Jews and the nations. Some of your neighbors who have not yet received the Lord will still be here. But during that tribulation time, they can turn to the Lord. I'm not sure exactly what state they'll be in. They'll probably be some of those here on the earth. Remember, there are going to be people here on the earth during that millennial time. So God wants them to remember. Remember what he said. It was me who sent again. It was me who sent to my servant John and now to you. For this time on earth. This is just like he said a while ago about Abraham. I said this to Abraham, but it's still for you. Now he's saying, I said this for John, but it's still for you. Revelation 1, 1 through 5. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show to his servants, the things which must shortly come to pass. And he made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. So this is the revelation, it's the uncovering of Jesus. It's, the whole book of Revelation is the revelation or the uncovering. The book, the word apokalypto, kalypto, that's the word translated revelation, the Greek word. Kalypto means hidden, covered. Apo means you take the cover off. So the revelation of Jesus Christ, that's what the book of Revelation is, which God gave him to show to his servants the things which must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. An angel comes to an interpreting angel. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. John to the seven churches that are in Asia. Now, this is speaking to seven churches who were then in existence in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come. Now, the name of Jehovah, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, is, it means who is, who was, who is to come. So, it's like his name. It's he is, he was, he is to come, the eternal. Grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come, Jehovah, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. Hallelujah. Do you understand, church? Matthew 24, 14 and 15. And this good news, or gospel of the kingdom, will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, let the reader understand. Now, the Bible is not going to go up with you. When you go up in the rapture, your Bible will be here. So there are people who will be picking up those Bibles and reading them. And I want to submit to you, and the King James has it, the Amplified. And this good news of the kingdom will be preached throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations. There are nations who will be left here during the tribulation, and then will come the end. Throughout that tribulation, the good news is not that you can be saved by grace. In the tribulation time, the good news is this thing will soon be over, and he's going to set up a kingdom. So, to those who are reading this, during tribulation, he says, when you see the abomination of desolation, that's the Antichrist, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, the Jews are going to build the third temple. The Antichrist is going to go there and announce that he's God. Doesn't say everybody believes him, but he's going to announce it. So this is telling you, see, this is tribulation time, all of this right. So when you see that, it's not talking to you and me. It's talking to let the reader understand. Those people who are here, and they're going to pick up your Bible that you left behind, and they're going to read it. And when they read this passage, the Lord's saying, understand. He's giving them the ability to understand. And then the end will come. Hallelujah, the end of the age. Hallelujah. Wow, oh wow, wow, wow. Underlined, it will be shaken. You must be ready, for I am coming. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 17. I think I'll read this in the, the English version. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedience to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, I like it that the New American and the King James say they will be unholy. Treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than the lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people, for among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women burdened with sins and led astray by various passions, always learning and never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres oppose Moses, so these men also oppose the truth. Men corrupted in mind and disqualified regarding the faith. But they will not get very far, for their folly will be plain to all, as was that of those two men. You remember those who they rebelled against Moses. You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra, which persecution I endured. Yet from them all, the Lord rescued me. This is Paul talking, of course. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. While evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation from faith through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. It shows us there how the world is, how it's going to be, and then it tells us how we're to be. You know, he said to us not long ago that we are to be like Elijah, preparing the way for the Lord. And one of the ways, the main ways, is in your own heart. Make sure in your own heart you're walking in love. You're not divided from your brothers and sisters. You're walking as God wants you to walk. And that's what he's saying here. He's showing the difference between the world and how they're going to be. Evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse. We're not going to take over the world, folks. That is a doctrine of demons. It's called Kingdom Now. No, we're not going to do that. That's for Jesus to do. But we are to live, like it says, right here and prepare the way of the Lord, walking in love. We'll cure all of that. Luke 21:26. And his heart's failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven will be shaken. You know who that is? That's the principalities and powers. That's the demons and those that have set up a hierarchy in the heavenlies around the earth. They're going to be shaken out, folks. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory.
I read an extra verse there. But those powers of the air, they're going to be shaken out. My church, my children, listen to me. 1 John 2:18. Children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know it is the last hour. This is the demonstration of my spirit, for it is written. Luke 21:20. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come. That will happen again. That will happen during the, Psalm 22:28. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. Hallelujah. He is going to come set up his kingdom. Those things will happen during the tribulation time. Things are happening now. And he signs it. Our answer to it all. Trust in me.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So, we will be back again at 12:15. I'm going to go over again, so you might want to have your notes with you. I'm going to go over again quickly what I saw last week. And, folks, he really is continuing it on now. We're really praying on the end things. And he wants us to know it and to work with him on it. So, see you at noon. I think one of a good thing would be for you to tune in to BillyBrim.org and be with those prayers out at Prayer Mountain as you pray. But as for Max and me, we'll be on the line, and it'll be right there. You'll see it at BillyBrim.org, noon prayer. You'll see it. At 12:15, we will begin. So, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Until then.